We are in Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Let us start from the beginning of the Daf. Kol Shebo Bechamin Milifnei HaShabbos. Everything that was Bo Bechamin Milifnei HaShabbos. Rashi says, and Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis, that means it was Nisbashel, it was cooked. Shairin Oisoi Bechamin B'Shabbos. So one is permitted to soak it in a Kli Rishon B'Shabbos. So let us see what Rashi says. Kol Shebo Bechamin, Kol Meluach. We are speaking about a salted type of a food. Shebo Bechamin Me'erev Shabbos. That it was cooked, Bechama was Nisbashel, Bechama Me'erev Shabbos. Chayzrin v'shayrin oisai Bechamin v'shabbos. So one is permitted to soak it in a klirishain v'shabbos. Ve'ein boi mishum tikun, shereiniskan kva. So dachtach mir, we see a big chiddush from this Rashi, because Rashi, if it is speaking about, and Rashi says, Klor and Afkuf Memheyam et Beis, Kol Shebo Bechamin, means it was Nisbashel, it was cooked. So why does Rashi have to say now, Anushtik Teure, Ve'ein Boi Mishum Tikun, Sherei Niskan Kva, there's no Shail of Tikun, because it was Mesukin already. Let us say, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. So it would seem from Rashi, that would not apply over here. The whole svara of ein bishul acha bishul means he is not accomplishing anything with the second bishul. Therefore, there's a klal of ein bishul acha bishul. If this shriya bechamin in Shabbos would create a tikkun in the machol for some reason, even though it was cooked before, but if it wouldn't be edible because of the previous cooking, and this shriya makes it roi lachila, so it would be also, like we had later, that kulyas espanyin is also asar al mevashel, because now it becomes mesukin. So therefore, Rashi had to say, ve'ein boi mishum tikkun, this shriya, even though it warms it up, might taste better, but ve'ein boi mishum tikkun, sherei niskan kva, because it became mesukin through the first bishul. And therefore it is mutter to be shayrin. So that is the chiddush of the shayrin oisai, that the new shriya does not create a tikkun in the machu. V'chol sheloi bo bechamin milifnei Shabbos, something that was not nisbashel milifnei Shabbos, madichin oisai bechamin b'Shabbos. So then one is permitted to pour from the entices, either from a klirishin or from a klisheni, b'Shabbos. So Rashi says, madichin, she'ein ze gmar melachtoi. So Rashi is telling us that the chiddush over here is because we're going to learn by Meliach Yoshen v'kul yeso Hispania, that since the hadoche makes it roi lachiler as a shein bishul, so the Tan is telling us that only by Kuyusa Ispanyan Hadoche is misakin it and it has a Shein Bishul. But any other Machel, Shaloi Bo Bacham of Nei Shabbos, She'ein Ze Gemar Melachtoi. That is not Gemar, it doesn't accomplish anything. It's not better than it was before. So therefore, this new Iser of Bishul that we find by Kul Yisrael Hispania does not apply by Kol Shaloi Bo Becham Lufnei Shabbos. Then Rashi says, Avol Loi Shairin, but Shairin will be Yosa. L'chayre Pashle Shairin will be Yosa, out the Din HaKli Rishin is Mevashel. If Rashi if we're speaking about a Kli Rishin, we'll see in Taisvus to Mahalchem. That means Kahat, it could be Shairin is also not Gemar Melachtoi, but Shairin there's a new aloche that a Kli Rishon is Mevashel, is Bekoyach Levashel. That is the second aloche. And the third aloche is Chutz Min Amliach Yoshan V'Kul Yeso Hispanyon Shadachosan Zui Gemar Melachtoi. So the third halach is Shadachos is a Gmar Malachte, but they call it Gmar Malachte, Shmami Noizel Bishuloi V'chaye. That it has a shame Bishul, even though this is not a Bishul of Kol HaTorah Kula, but since this Chimum is Chayot HaChimum of Yatzei Ledes, since this Chimum of Yatzei Ledes creates a Tikkun in these two Macholim, so it has a shame Mevashe. We mentioned yesterday that the Bir Halacha brings down the Shitas Alavush, Primagodim, and Chayyodom, that hold there is an Issa of Misakin Mone also in Macholim. That if you have a Machol that is not Roi Lachile, and through a Pa'ule that you're doing, you're making it Roi Lachile, so the Issa of Misakin Mone applies. If Hadoche B'tzainon could be Misakin Mone, if one does not need the heat, if the washing alone makes it Roi Lachile, so then you'll also be Chayim. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chayim Yodom that's what the Rishonim say, that what Rashi says, that the Chiv is Alt Mevashel, because Kuyas Hispanian is Roi Lachile Al Yedei Adchak, before the Hadoche. So therefore, the Halocha of Misakin Mone does not apply, since it was edible before. So we have a new din of Bishul, the shame Bishul applies. But if you'll have a Machol that is not Roi Lachila at all, and the washing it off with water will make it Roi Lachila, then you take a Chayev al Misakin Mone. That is the Shita Sachaye Yodom. And to be meisiv on these three shittas, I found the Ol Chashulchan also Nemzon, according to the Chaya Yodam. That'll be an Isser Afilu Betzainen also. He says that is Pshat in the Ramor. And the Imre Bine also brings down these shittas. And Imre Bine is Ma'ira, that if a person is Moizig Yayin in Shabbos, a very interesting Ha'ore, the person is Moizig Yayin in Shabbos, and the Yayin of Chazal was undrinkable before the Mezige. So he also should be Mechayiv als Misakin Mone. Afilu is Moizig B'tzayna, that's the Ha'or of the Imre Bina. And Rav Moshe Zechayna Levroch in the Tshuva, when he speaks about this Shite, so Rav Moshe says, it's a Sveike Didine. Can't make away all these achoinim. He just brings down that achoinim that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and were also pretty big guns, the Levush, the Chayodim, the Primagodim, and he says it's a sveike de dinim, that there might be by tikkun macholim, there might be a loche of misaken money. Let us see Taisvit. Kol shebo bechamin milifnei haShabbos. Perish. So Taisa says, shenisbashel legamri. Kidemeforish lekamon beperik chovis. Gegoyin tanegoylis de Rabba Abba. The tanegoylis de Rabba Abba was wasn't too tasty, but it was supposed to be very good for a lot of machlas. But it was, they used to soak this tanegoylis after it was cooked. Agav Uche, Taisvis says, this aloche kol shebo bechame milifnei Shabbos, perish shenis bashel legamri. It was completely cooked. The Rashba on Agemore, when he brings down this kol shebo bechame milifnei Shabbos, so the Rashba says, shenis bashel kemachol ben dresoi. And it seems there's a machloikis. We had mentioned already, the Shitas HaRashba is that if it was already cooked kemachol ben drasoi, which is shlish bishul or chatzi bishul, so that is called cooked already. Whatever you're doing further, it tastes better, it's more appetizing, but it's cooked already. The shir bishul is making it edible. So as long as kemachol ben drasoi, so afterwards it's no bishul anymore. is no bishul. That is Shitas HaRashba. And if Tosfos was careful to say, Perish Shenis Bashel Legamri, so the Bir Aloche brings the Raya from this Tosfos, that Tosfos wants to say, not like the Rashba. Kozman is not Nisbashel Legamri, one is not permitted to put it into a Kli Rishon, because it's still Shayach Bishul. Even though Machel Ben Drusoy, if one cooks Ke Machel Ben Drusoy, he's Chayav Altsme Bashel, if one will be going with the bishul, he'll also be chayim al smevashul. Therefore, Tosfos says shenizbashul legamri. Nagamuche, the biraloch is moira. Then there'll be a stira Tosfos in the beginning of kira, which we did not learn. But that Tosfos seems to hold if it was nizbashul kamachot and the soy, it does not pass the iser of bishul. Avol shayrin oisei bechamin. Oh, the Tadabur was the Rabbi Abbe. Shayrin oisei bechamin afilu beklirish. Since it was nisbashu legamri, so memele, so one is permitted to soak it in the klirish. V'chol shaloi bo. And then we have the third thing, skuli yasei espanya. So since it becomes roi lachile through hadoche, so yechayim al tadoche. So Tosfos says Laperish Rashbam, that's Rishash's Girsa, the Meforish the Ilui Kikli Sheni. The Rashbam holds that Ilui of a Kli Rishon, if you're pouring from a Kli Rishon, this is equivalent to a Kli Sheni that is not Mevashel, Osi Shape Hoche. So it's very good. It says that Osi Shape Hoche, on the second Aloha, I'm sorry. Is only Madichin Oisei Bechamin B'Shabbos. Only Hadoch is Mutter, but Shriya is also. Then Sherin Oisei B'Klirishin. Avo Madichin Oisei B'Klirishin Derech Iri. It's very good, and that's what Rashi said. Rashi said, Madichin Shein Tzimal Melachtoi. Avo Loi Sherin. So we are speaking about a Klirishin. So to stick it into the klirishin, to soak it in the klirishin will be also because the klirishin is mevashel. But hadoche, to pour on a davar shalay bo becham of nei Shabbos will be mutter because iri klirishin is a din of a cliche. Avol leperish rabbeinu tam, but according to the rabbeinu tam. The meforish, the iroi have a kli rishain, that the iroi have a kli rishain has the halach of a kli rishain. So al kochoch madichin oisoi, mi kli sheini koma. So kochoch you have to say, madichin is be kli sheini. So if it's speaking about a kli sheini is not mevashel. Vim kein my iroi madichin, afilu shayrin ami. If it's speaking about a klisheni, the chamin is a klisheni, so one should be permitted to soak it also in a klisheni. So the Ri tells us a chiddush, tafilu b'klisheni ein shayri. One is not permitted to be shayri something in a klisheni. The hoyel da hamayim chamim mezikim mevashel. There's an isel derabonon. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That means the Rabbonon, something that is raw, is not allowed to be put into a klisheni. It's merzikim mevash. Looks, it's hot and the steam is coming out and you're putting a raw thing in the klisheni, so it's merzikim mevash. Rektois v'sva'af al gav disnan lekamon avol noisin l'soicha ka'ore l'soicha tamchui. That one is permitted to put Tavlin into a ka'ore or a tamchui, which is a klisheini. So Tosfos answers, "Hainu davke tavlin shehein asuyin lemasik es hakideira v'loy merzik mevashel." That means meiker adin a klisheini is not mevashel. Novos, if one is putting it in to get warm, so it looks like he wants to cook it. But if one can understand that the only purpose of putting in it is to be lamasik es hakideira, to make the ktera appetizing, so mamela, so then there's no merzik in mevashel, and a mevashel meikir adin de zicha isn't, because it's a klisheini. Inami. Now Tosis wants to say another teretz. Hu adin shoyrenois. If we are speaking about a klisheini, so shri is also mutter. Not like Rashi, that Rashi said avoloi shoyren. Oh, the noket madichin. Lashmin in da filo hadocha avigman meloche bemliach hayoshim bekuyis espanyon. He wanted a chap on hadocha because of the third aloche. Chutz min amliach hayoshim. So he starts speaking about hadocha, that hadocha of a klisheni is also also by meliach hayoshim and kuyis espanyon. The Mishnah says, v'loy afkiyeno besudrin. So Rashi had learned pshat. What does that mean? That one, if one has a sudr is a type of a baguette that was heated in the sun, one should not break an egg on it to roast the egg. And the Mishnah tells us the aloche that it is also to be mevashel until the ischame. That means something that received heat from the sun, one is also to be mevashel. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. One is permitted to put a tapshul in a boil, an empty boil. It's cool in the boil. But they didn't have refrigerators in those days, so mamela, the coolness will make sure it won't spoil. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says later the chiddush is that I'll be geyser, could be the bottom of the boyer is not as smooth as a shelf of a refrigerator. So maybe he has his hot pot of food, and in order to ensure the hot pot shouldn't turn over, he'll be mash v'gumis. So maybe Chazal should aser to put a tavshel aseich haboyer. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The one guy is of Ashvuyi Gumis. What is the second aloche? Vesamayim hayofim beroyim bishvil sheyitzanenu. He has mayim yofim, and he has this in a keli. So he's putting the, here we're speaking about a boyer that's full of water. And this water is unclean water. But it's cold. And he has mayim yofim, which he has in the bottles. He wants to cool off this water. So that's also mutter, bishvil sheyitzanenu. The Gemara, Nafkevot, Membavah, Medbeis, does not understand what the Chiddush is over here. Now, there's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, one word, Barodes nan beperik chavis, noisnim hamayim. Okay, this is the second aloche, as hamayim hayofim. So Rashi says, tzainon. Rashi says, tzainon. We're speaking about cold water. Now, why Rashi said tzainon? I don't know. The Meiri Grad on the Mishnah Dafkuv Mevavam at Beis says it's a hot water. You want to cool off hot water. What could be wrong with that? And Rashi says, Hamayin Tzainon. So you watch that Yitzanenu, it should remain cool. But I really don't know if there really is a Machlaikis and what the Machlaikis depends on. Now, these two Alochis are not Negeos. The third Alochis Negeos. Vesatzainon Bechama, Bishvil Sheyichamu. One is permitted to put cold water into facing the sun, that the rays of the sun should warm it up. So the Gemara says, Leimer Rabbi Yosi hi v'loi Rabbono. Because Rabbi Yosi, we had a machloikis, v'loi afkiyanu besudrin. One is not permitted to be tzoyle a egg on a suda, the Rabbi Yosi mata. So you see, Rabbi Yosi was mata bishul betelde sachame. So memele, so lechayre, this Mishnah will not go according to Rabbi Yosi.
The Bulvaker.
Here it says that what? That it is mutter, so it goes like Rabbi Yossi, v'loi Rabbono. It's going back according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Nachman, Bechama, v'kulam, v'loi pligi, v'shori. No. To cook something, to use solar energy to cook something, to use the rays of the sun, everyone is made. B'toil da'isa'ol, to use something that has heat in it that came from Eish. That was the first case in the Mishnah. We heard that the walls of the teapot were hot because it was Al Heish, and now we want to roast an egg using the heat of these walls till they say Eish. Kulam aloi pligi di osa. This everyone holds it osa. Ki pligi, the whole machlokes of the Chachomim and Rabbi Yossi and our mission is Betoldei Sachama. Mar Sova Gozrin in Toldei Sachama Otto Toldei Sa'ir. The Tanakama holds we were Geyser Toldei Sachama Otto Toldei Sa'ir. Mar Sova Aloy Gozrin Rabbi Yossi holds we weren't Geyser. What is the Rashi? Bechama Bishemesh the Shori. So Rashi says, why is it mutter? Dein derech bishuloi bekach. It's not derech bishuloi. So therefore it's mutter min ha-teire. V'chama ba'ur loy mechalte, the ligzer ho oto ho. No one will make a mistake and say, no, just like he's using the sun, what's the difference between the sun and a fire? Everyone knows the difference. No one will be machlef between the sun and the fire. Now, that Rashi, in a few words, told us why Bishul Bechama is Mutter, Mina Teire, neither one even Geyser. The Ein Derech Bishuloi Bekach. It's not Derech Bishuloi. If I'm not mistaken, the Rashi Yosef says he doesn't understand what Rashi means. What does that mean, Ein Derech Bishuloi Bekach? Der Meishe Zechayne Levroche in Igris Meishe Chele Gimel Simen und Beis has a whole Ariches to explain what Rashi means. What does this mean? Ein Derech Bishuloi Bekach. We have, in certain Meloches, we have such a klal, Shaloike Derech is Muta. Let's speak. A person will write with his left hand. Not Derech Ksive. A person will be boirer bekinenoi betamchoi, that's kalim which are not oimid for breire. It's also not derech breire, so it's mutter min ha-teire. A person will bite his nails, it's not derech gzize. So we know that. There's such things that the meloch is only if it is done kederech. If it is not done kederech, so it's mutter min ha-teire. So, Pashi, you look at Rashi, so we'll say it's not the derech to cook in the sun. Fine. We'll buy that. Yeah, it's not the derech. Just like you said, it's not the derech to cut your nails with a nail clipper, not with your teeth. So it's the derech is you cook on a fire, not on the sun. This we'll say we understand. But there are many problems. Later we're going to have in the Gemara, the bottom of the Omid, there's a machlokes where Hametveya gets its heat from. Does it get its heat from the sun? Or does it get its heat from Gehenim? Pischei shel Gehenim. The machlokes tanoi. Rabbi Yossi says it gets the heat from Gehenim. So it's Toldei Sa'eish. The Chachamim say it gets the heat from the oil. So it's Toldei Sa'eish. Fine. Now, we're going to take a pot. And we're going to put this pot into Chamei Tveri. Now, is it the derech to cook like this? Yes or no? The matter is, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Chayiv Chatos. Because this is hot water. It got warm from the Gehenim. So that's derech Bishul. According to the Chachamim, it's not derech. Because it got warm. I mean, does that make sense? I mean, is it the derech to cook in Chamei Tveri? Yes or no? I mean, this is a metzius. You can't, what's the chiluk where the heat comes from? You have the chamei tveri, it has the same amount of heat, and it cooks the way it cooks. Is this derech bishul, yes or no? How can you make chilukim? or we have the same thing, we're going to have a suda. Let's not talk about a suda. Let's talk about a piece of metal. A person will have a piece of metal, and one will heat up one metal al ha'esh, and the other metal will heat up on the sun, and we're taking an egg, and we're breaking the egg on the piece of metal. So does, is this derech bishul? This is the same. You're cooking, you're roasting an egg on a hot piece of metal. The same temperature. So is this derech bishul, yes or no? It's very difficult to be medame this to ein derech bishul, to ein derech breire, to ein derech gzize. So what is pshat? It's very difficult to understand. So the Moshe Zechayin Avraham wants to say as follows. In the Mishkan, the fuel that was used for cooking was Eish. That was the fuel that was used in the Mishkan. If a person will take a different fuel, take petroleum, it wasn't in the Mishkan. So it wasn't in the Mishkan. So be a tilde. It'll be a tilde. In the Mishkan, the Av was tilde, it was cooked on Eish with Eitzim. If you'll use a different fuel, so there wasn't, it's the same thing like Eish. So why can't Teudis Chama be a Teudis? So he says, Akochri, you have to say, because no one uses the Chama to cook with. If, Fakert, if there's no fuel available, so then a person will be Mevashel the Chama. But, so this is a fuel that is never used if there's another fuel available. So this is not dumye de meleches ha-mishkan. That's ein derech bishul b'ka. You will not, the Rasha is bishuloi. But he says, you do not use this fuel to cook with. You'll use any other thing. This is the most inconvenient fuel. So memele, so therefore, this is not dumye de meleches ha-mishkan. Meleches ha-mishkan, they used a fuel that was convenient. Chama is a fuel that is not convenient. That's why chama is not a tilde of bishul al yedei eish. So now he goes a little further. Now let's speak about when a person is cooking on a hot piece of metal. Tilde is eish, tilde is chama. So he wants to say be'etzem, one doesn't cook on tilde is eish and tilde. Someone wants to cook. You don't cook on hot metal or this. This is also, if you don't have any yetzer, you cook on the fuel that is cooking. So he says, so why is tildei sa'esh chayit? What is tildei sa'esh different than chama? You don't cook on hot pieces of metal. You cook where there's a source of heat, of eish, whatever the fuel should be. You don't cook on tildei sa'esh. So he says another shtick teira. So he says, Teudei Sa'esh Techiyev is, not because this is a new type of bishul. You're cooking on the eish. What is the difference if you'll have an eish and you'll put a pot 5 inches away, so you're using the eish to be mevashel the pot. So the heat of the eish that went into the article that's containing the heat, so it's considered I'm still being mevashel on that eish. So since eish is a koyach that one is mevashel, so teildei sa'esh is pshat is I'm using the koyach eish. No, it's far from the mekoyel, but I'm still using eish. And eish is a koyach that one is mevashel derech bishul. Ma she'ein kein teildei chama chamei tverye. Or a suder shehuchma but chama. So I'm using the chama. Chama is a material, is a oifen of heat that is not derech bishul b'ka. So therefore, chamei tverye, if it is tildes achama, it is also a suder shehuchma b'chama, is mutter amin min ha-teire, is mutter min ha-teire, a suder shehuchma b'chama, is also mutter min ha-teire. Bekitzer, someone asked him, Ashayla, if you cook with a microwave, what'll be the din? So Rav Moshe says this was a tshuva in Tovshin Lamed Aleph. He says, a microwave? He says, there's not too many now, because it's very expensive. But wait when it'll get cheap, you see, everyone will have a microwave. Al Kaponim, it seems a lot of people learned that tshuva. That's Al Kaponim, so he says, there, you'll see, he says, this is a very good oifen This is not a second rate oifen abishul. This is a very good oifen abishul. It's a very convenient oifen abishul. She says, you'll zicher be mechayev achatos. No shayla about it. Either wasn't a microwave in the Mishkan, so it's a tilde. It's similar. A sischama is a different type of heating. It is a heating that no one will use if there's any other oifen how to heat something. But microwave, he says, is a very good oifen of heating, so that'll be a tilde that'll be a tilde of the bishul that wasn't the Mishkan. That's what he wants to say, Pshat and Rashi. Now, so the Gemara says that, so if a person is mevashel b'chamo, so there's no mokim of a gzeire. The whole machloikis is, that they were gezer tilde sa chamo, otu tilde sa oil. Chachomim hold they were gezer, b'tilde sa oil. Ki goin im huchan asuder hazeh ba'or mitchile. If something was cooked for tilde soil, the osa, the have a bishul, that is bishul. The machlokes is, tilde is chamo, shehu cham asuder b'chamo. Otu tilde soil. The man de chozi sovar, the tilde soil ninu. So we hear the amir of the Kerashi. So Rashi explains what was the gzeira. So Rashi is very careful not to say that the gzeira is that if someone will be cooking betel deis chama, so and someone else will see, look, he's cooking betel deis chama, I don't have a solar system, I'll cook betel deis oil. There was no such gzeira according to Rashi, because people know that bishul is also. They never made such a gzeire. The gzeire was the man dechazi sovar the tildes. That means to make a mamotzinu. Tildes oil from tildes chamo. No one would make such a mamotzinu. They would realize there's a difference between the tildes er and tildes chamo. The gzeire was the man dechazi sovar the tildes oil nino. That's the mokim akilkul. The mokim akilkul is. Because people will think that this suda was hucham v'eish, and from that wegen they're using it. That was the gzeira. To be a little bit more explicit, there's a machloikis harishoinim. If, according to the chachomim, that hold they were geyser tildeis chama oto tildeis oil, what if it will be a tildeis chama that one could never make a mistake that this was told as oil. For example, there's a hot root, and a person wants to, name the Gemara soon, a person wants to roast an egg on a hot root. Will it be also according to the Chachamim? So according to Rashi, it should be mutter. Because the whole zeira of the Chachamim was, when they look at the Suda, they will know how the Suda got hot. They'll think the Suda was told as oil. So that chazal asa. But if you see a roof, no one will call him that he has a fire on the bottom and that's giving the heat to the roof. Some of that when you see that the sun is burning on the roof. Some emailer, so this is mutter. The chachamim never were geyser. The Rashba says in Asugye, according to the chachamim, one will not be permitted to roast an egg on the roof. Because they were geyser till the ischama oto till the soil. So according to the Rashba, the geyser is a different geyser. That means people will not know how to differentiate. They'll say, Tildes Cham is mutter, Tildes Er is also mutter. That is, so there are two ways how to learn Pshat in the Chachomim, what the Gzeira was. Let us go further. V'loyat minen obachel. Akaponim we hear via machloikis in the Mishneh, that were they Gezer, did they ask that Tildes Cham? Now we have another case of Tildes Chama. That one is not permitted to cover the egg in hot sand. This is Tildes Chama. So why didn't Rabbi Yossi disagree with this halach? Rabbi Yossi held that they were not geyser Teldeis Chama Otu Teldeis Ha'oil. So the Gemara says no. By Patmone B'choil B'ovet Drachim, there it is also because of a different problem. Rabba Omar Zeiro Shemo Yatmin Beremet, Rav Yosef Omar Midnei Shemez is Ofor, and Rashi's Gilsa is Shemo Yoz is Ofor. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shemo Yatmin Beremet. If someone will see that I'm covering a Beye Bechoil with sand, hot sand, so he's going to cover his Beye with hot coals. Here we find a different type of a Gzeir already. Here we find of a gzeire that one is going to learn, if Teldeis Cham is good, so Remet Teldeis Eish is also good. But here Rashi says the whole shtick Torah. So Rashi says as follows, the man the chazi sova michdei hai lepshule v'hai lepshule. He's cooking with choyl and I want to cook with Remets. The tavayu derech atmoneh. In both are derech atmone, mali remetz, mali choyl, mishimochi moide Rav Yosef. One will make a mistake. So what is pshat in the mistake? Seems that derech atmone is a svara lahatil. The Chodesh Ha'Aviv explains Rashi as follows. That, first of all, we have a klal, we're not matmin something b'dover ha-meisiv hevel, afel erev Shabbos. And all of a sudden, someone is going to think that it's mutter to be matmin in Shabbos. So, how could someone make such a choice? So, the Chodesh Aviv explains as follows. We had learned the reason, ein matminim b'dover ha-meisiv hevel erev Shabbos, shema yatmin beremetz, the Gemara says, and if it will be matman beremetz, maybe it will be mechate gecholim. So their pshat is as follows. He has something that is hot. He wants to ensure it should remain hot. So he might go and stir the coals to ensure that it's going to become hot, to remain hot. That is if you're matman adover cham, bedover hamaisiv hevel, chazal wal geyser, shema yechate. If a person puts a raw thing in choyl or in remetz, so that gzeire shema yechata doesn't apply because he knows the chitay will not help. It has to be there a long time. If it's there a long time, just like we had a svar by kitcha chaysof, you put a raw piece of meat on the fire right before Shabbos, there's no gzeire shema yovel lachatos because it takes a long time to cook. If a person puts a raw egg, it also is not Zayra of Shema of Yavi Lachata. So therefore a person will think that it's permissible to put a raw egg in Remetz. But the Shaila is, oh, how could you do such a thing? Good, the Issa Chitoy will not apply. You won't be Mechata. But you're cooking in Shabbos. So he wants to say, the Chodesh Aviv wants to say that a person might come and make a mistake. Cooking Stamazay is also, but cooking ayidei atmone is muta. Why is cooking ayidei? What's the lomdus in that? Because since without atmone there's not enough heat to cook it, you have to cover it also completely. So he'll think it's zeves agoyrem. That means it is not, the heat alone is not the only force that's cooking it. You have the atmone de kechelik. So one might come and make a mistake and say, that, but if one is mevashel derech atmone, there's no issa. That is l'chayr pshat and Rashi. The man dechaz isav mechtei ha'ilev shulei va'ha'ilev shulei. Both of us want to cook. V'tavayu derech atmone, and we're cooking. This atmone is a matir. Mali remetz mali chel. M'shemochi ma'ide Rav Yosef. That is the svare. That here a person might learn, might think that something else is also muta. This was Rabbi Zashtik Torah. Akparim derech atmon. And what did Rabbi Yosef say? So Rashi's gil says, Shema yozis ofo. Shema lo yehesham chayil akul l'cholat seir. Maybe there won't be enough. He wants to go. He wants to go and be matmin his egg in Hatzin. Shema lo yehesham chayil akul l'cholat seir. Maybe there won't be enough lusin. V'osi lazuze ofer hadavot. So he'll go, he just has to cover a little bit more of the egg to ensure he'll have a hot egg l'kovet Shabbos. So he'll go and take off a little more offer to cover it completely. Rachman and it's long to take off offer that is mechuba l'kalke v'havi chayfa gumet. So there is chayim al tzchayrish. That was the gzeir. So when one is matmin a beye b'chayl or b'avak t'rochim, so this also, according to Rabbi Yossi, also a different time. Either al zeire shema yatmin beremet, or mibnei shemeis is offer min, shema yos is offer min koin. May be nayu. So the Gemara says, so what'll be an afkemine between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi? So the Gemara says, afkemine will be, ike benayu offer tichuach. So Rashi says, offer tichuach. Kloimar tichuach, there's a lot of loose dirt. Tichuach ba'oimek. The leka lemeches lemezes. He says, they only asad ovot rochim and choil, that's a mokim where it is not too plentiful. It's olu that he'll still need more hot earth to cover his egg. So then they asad. But if he's matmin in a place where there's a lot of ovot tichuach, so then they weren't geyser. According to Rav Yosef, and according to Rabbi, they would be geyser. Meisvei, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Megalgel and Deya, Al Gabi Gagrei Seyach. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, one is permitted to roll an egg, to heat it, Al Gabi Gagrei Seyach, and a hot roof. Vein megalgul and beye al gabi sidrei seyach. But one is not permitted to be megalgul a beye and hatzid. This hatzid is told, it got hat from toldis aish. So gagrei seyach is mutter, it's toldis chamo. And sidrei seyach is also minatere because it's toldis aish. So now there's a machlekes harishainim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds according to Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Rashba says. Because according to the Chachomim, Agag Reisech also should be Yossi, because they were Geizer, Tildis Chama, or Tildis Eish. Another Rishayim want to say, if you say according to Rashi, so this will go afil according to the Chachomim also. Afil according to the Chachomim, it should be Mutter Gag Reisech, because no one will mistake that the Gag was heated up through H. Al Koponim, that's the aloha. Al Gabi Gagre Seich is Mutter. So the Gemara says, Bishloim Lamandi Yom Gzeire Shema Yatmin Beremet. The whole reason Rabbi Yossi Asad Hatmone Ba'ovok Drochen Gzeire Shema Yatmin Beremet Lekal Amigza. So there's no Gzeire over here. Because here there's no Hatmone. So Mameli is just heating it on the heated roof. So Mameli, there's no gzeire. Hello, Lamandi Om Neshemez is off on him kaimoi. Ligzer, here we should be geyser. So this is a very shveri gemore. The Sfasemes asks, according to Rashi, what did Rashi say? Oh, gzeire shema yoz is off. So Rashi says, Shema lo yehesham choyl oku l'chol atzeirech v'osi la'azuzei ofar adobek v'avachay fegume. That means he won't, this whole smell is if he's covering it. If he's covering it, so maybe chayre. If he's covering it, so maybe there won't be enough ofar okus, or choyl okus, so he'll go and dig some ofar. If he's not covering it, if the whole roof is burning hot, so why should there be a gzeire? Bemison, the kasha states come out in the Purush and Taisus Arosh. Well, see, Taisus has a different pshat in the whole Gemara, so the kasha isn't gefela, according to Taisus. According to Taisus, we have to understand the Gemara's Kasha. But according to Rashi, it's very difficult to understand what the Gemara's Kasha is. Al Koponim, the Gemara does ask such a Kasha, that it should be also, according to Rabbi Yossi, Shema Yossi is offer Mim Kaima. Al Man Yom Nishim Eis is offer Mim Kaima, Ligzer. So the Gemara answers, Stam Gag, less pay offer. There's no offer on a Gag. So you don't have this gzeira. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Gagre seyach, sheros chay chamo, that was heated up through the sun. Vein megalgalim besidre seyach, duhu tau de sa'u. The Gemara says, if you learn that the tam is shema gzeira, shema yat min beremet, very good. He's not matman in the gag. Elo l'shemo yozis ofo v'yichasenu boy. Rashi says, cloth. He might cover it. Very unclear. Rashi means to say, it's not called atmona, but it's kakisui. Very difficult to understand what Rashi l'mshat l'gemoris kash. Elo l'shemo yozis ofo v'yichasenu boy ligza. So the Gemara says that Stam Gag, there's no offer on a Gag. That is the Gemara says. Let us see Tosfos. Shem, if a person will see that he's breaking eggs on Sudrin, he won't be matmin beremet. So Mamelu, there's no Shaila. For Otu Sudrin shenizchamamu bu'u, loiboy Rabbi Yosi lamigza. Aye, let's be afraid. If he'll use a sudar shenishaman bechama, so someone will come and use a sudar shenishaman bo. So Rabbi Yosi says, lekel amigza, dein derech lechamimam kol kach shelo yein nisrofen. People don't use sudrim, people don't heat up sudrim, because sudrim is made out of material. It's not made out of asbestos. So memela, so a person, it's possible he could have a sudar that was nischamo ideho, but it's not a shchich because so memele, it's a milsud loy shchich loy gozra bei rabbono. That is why Rabbi Yosi holds that he won't gozra, sudrin, shen, of tel dis chama, otto sudrin shol tel dis eich. Mimnei shemezes ofo mim koima. Perish bekunteret. Mitoich shaloiya loichoil oko kolatzeirech lechasek. You will not have enough sand, loose sand, to cover it. Osi lazuzi ofer hadovit. So take some of the offer that is attached to the earth. Vavi choife gume. Vekoshe l'rivo. So the rivo asks a kashe. Toleke isure di eraise bechoife gufa veinitzoich elo laafro l'rabshimim. There's no isod di eraise. The person takes earth, and while he's taking earth, he's making a gume, according to Rav Shimon. Dama meloche shein etzricha legufe poter ole. Rav Shimon holds that the whole isod, Rav Shimon holds that the whole isod of chayfer is davke, if the purpose of the chfire is, if the purpose of the chfire is to make a hole. But if the purpose of the chfire is, the purpose of the chfira is just to take earth, not to make oil, so it's not dumye the melechas hamishkan. Rab Shimon holds the melechas ain't zrich legufa poter alei. So memele, so why were they goyza? So first of all, you have to know if Rab Yosi holds according to Rab Shimon. So other achayim say we had a whole sugya before what Rab Yosi holds. Al Koponim, afilo we will say that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shimon, so what's the kasha? So it's also mita rabbonon. So lochere, so it's still also. So lochere means to say it's a gzeire l'gzeire. That means the vial, he has an intent to cover the beye with choyl. He's afraid maybe he won't have enough choyl, so he'll take some off. So afilo take off, it's also only at the rabbonon. Malachshin tzrich legufe. So the mailer says, l'gzeira, they weren't geyser. I'm just wondering if this riva is a dover hamuskim. Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Simin Shin Lamed Dalet, it cost in Samaches, from the Magen Avraham, that if a person's house is burning, one is not permitted to tell a goy behedye to extinguish the fire. Why? Because if he'll be permitted to tell a goy, he might come, and what's the luchay should be mutter because it's a shvus to shvus. That means the kibui is a malacha shein tzricha legufe. So telling a goy it should be mutter, but makim hefsid gadol should be mutter. So afal piken it is also because if he'll be permitted to tell a goy to extinguish it, he might come and extinguish it himself. Because he's bol alma mainai, some emailu, that's why they asked amira la'akub. So l'chayre, this is also a psagzeire l'gzeire. That means they asked it to tell a goy because he might do it himself. And if he'll do it himself, it's also only asa midarabonim. So it seems l'chayre amalacha shein tzchicha l'gufim, since in yisod it's amalacha de yereise, now because of his intents, he's not chayiv on it, this is more chomer than a posha to darabonim. I'm just wondering if the reverse kashes adava muskin could be Rashi held that a malacha shein tzricha legufe is different than a normal darabonon. And here I feel they asked it even though it's a gzeira legzeira. Al koponim the reverse asks a kashe. Vetzorech loyma lefi perish akuntris that he's adding on to Rashi. Gzeira shema yachpoyer hagume Litmain habeya b'soicha. Not the gzeira was, they'll take away a little earth to add it on, the way it says in our Rashi. Rashi means maybe he'll make a shtikel chafire to stick the egg in there. That was the gzeira. Someone is ma'ira, that's very modne. Because to stick the egg into the chafire, he won't cook it. The egg under the chafire is cool. One only wants the upper layer. One will not make a chafire to cook in it. Because the second layer of earth is cool. So this is a very modern gzeire. But the way the Rivo makes it. Al Kaponim, that's what the Rivo says, Pshat and Rashi. Rabbi Netam Hikshel Leperish Akuntris, Mai de Mishani Besomach, the Gemara says, Tam Gaglet Beyofo, there's no offer. Good. So what's going on? There's no offer. Adrab. Ostam gag yesh by mazide. The kinen de gazrin in shemo yachpel. Now, we just have pshat and Rashi. That the whole thing is a gzere. He might come and make a shtikel chafire to put the egg in this chafire. Ligzer shemo yachpel be mazide me yechase. Maybe might be chayfer in the mazide to be mechase. So the Taisi Yishonim says, Veiniri kol kach kushye, Lechashine shema yachve b'mazive. I mean, it's good, he wants chamin b'shabes, he'll make a hole in his roof because of this. Ela b'cheil davke chashine. O b'she'en loy kol atzeirech, v'chos aloy ma'at. No, but to make a hole in his roof, it's a psozash v'ere kashye. V'oi, shemotza b'sforim Yishonim, v'ibnei shemezes ofo min koyman. That means the Girsa is, the way it says by us, Shemezes Ofer Mim Koymer. Okay, that means it seems whenever he's Matman B'choil, he's Mezes Ofer, he's moving Ofer. According to Rashi, it's Gzeira Shem or Yozes. So it's not our Girsa. L'Perish HaKuntur Tzoch Ligroi Shem or Yozes. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says a new pshat in the Gemara. Shemezes Ofer, Shehu mukze min kaimai. When he sticks the egg into the avok drachem or the offer, we're speaking about loose offer. So by sticking it in, he's being metaltal mukze. Shetoichet shemezis offer. Shehu mukze min kaimai shetoichet abeye b'seicha offer. That means when he pushes the egg down, so automatically the offer moves to the side, the mokem abeye, so it's considered that tiltol min atzad, he's being metaltol, the yodayim, the offer through the egg, v'sover Rabbi Yosef, The tiltel min atzad, shmei tiltel. Tiltel min atzad, shmei tiltel. So, go interessant pshat. Rabbi Netam loin pshat in Rav Yosef, mignei shemez is offer. By putting down the egg, he automatically is being metaltel mukze. So that is why Rabbi Yosi holds that it's also lahatmin ba'avak drochim al tiltel mukze. Ahead l'chayra shtikal ha'ore. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that's why Rabbi Yosi is moided that it's also. According to the Chachomim, how does it come to our Mishnah now? So this is now a new din of tiltel mukze. It seems the Chachomim asked about Ein Mevashlem Betel Dishame. Why do you need a new din of Ein Mevashlem Betel Dishame? It's Mukta. It's in Talta Mukta. Why do you have to come on? It's Mevashlem Betel Dishame also. Why do you need this for? The only teretz I could think of, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Yitches brings down from Abba Kevedia, that if a person is Mevashlem Betel Dishame, B'diyevet the Machal is also to eat the whole day. So Memela could be that's the machloikis. Hey, the machloikis is, besides the Issa Tilto Mukta, he'll have to eat the egg. So I have a brennan Gehenna for the Tilto Mukta, but he's allowed to eat the egg. This is not the Shaila. The Mishnah says, are you allowed to do it? So the Gebar Yizir not allowed to do it. Also, Mukta not allowed to. And according to the Chomim, you're not allowed to, while Yim of Ashel Batel this Kama. But according to the Chomim, it says, hey, Issa Bishlo Batel this Kama, you won't be allowed to eat the egg also. So you won't have an egg either. Could be that is the nafka mina. Look at Rabbeinu Tam Baita. So how do we learn the Gemara further? The Ika Binayu, what did the Gemara say? The nafka mina will be Ofo Tichuach. So what's the chilek of Ofo Tichuach? If he sticks it in, he's also made his Ofo. Hainu Shehu Tichuach Kol Kach, that the Ofo is so thin, so loose, Sheminiach habeya miyodoi. Doesn't have to push it into the earth, into the sand. By letting it go, lipel nitmeno meatmoi. By itself, it covers itself. It slides right through the sand, and it covers itself. So the male that says no tiltel mukta. That'll be the nafkamina between the rabbi and Rav Yosi. Eine meizes auf dem im Keime bei Yedayim. Da hast du ja so stappe. Das Tam Gag lässt bei Ofer Kolkach she yutmo lahat min besoiche. So the Gemara meant even when he put it on the Gag could be very he's metalted if there would be Ofer on the Gag. So just putting it or being megalgled on the Gag that alone your meiz is Ofer. So there's no Ofer. She yutmo lahat min besoiche. So the Chafiris maziva loy chashina. According to Rashi, there was a Gzeir of Chafira. Ula Perish there, according to this Pshat, Havamotzi Lameimah, so the whole Isser is according to Rabbi Yosef al Tiltel Mukze, Yikibinayu Ofer Muchon. If he was making the Ofer Erev Shabbos for Atmonis, so it's not Mukze anymore. Balavochi Yikibinayu Tuve, Kigoyin Gag the Isbei Ofer, Shemo Yatmin, Lekko Lameima, Shemo Yosis Iko. Uche Goin Maise, Da Anshe Tverje, the Maise of Anshe Tverje that we had yesterday in the Mishnah. The Shayich Yatmin, Vloy Shayich Yazis. They were Matmin, the Tzainon in Chame Tverje. Alu Kosho Lerashmin, the Kom Abisomoch, Elo leman di yom Hashem yozis ofo ligzer. Let us be geyser. Ola hay peirish. That Rashi is gives. Hashem yozis ofo ligzer. Ola hay peirish lo yishayich lemeim ligzer. It's not a gzeire. Ala havle lemeim ligzer. It's also al Hashem mezis ofo. So it should be also because he's mezis ofo. Not ligzer. According to Rashi, it's a very good example. Let us be geyser. He might be mazes off of the geyser. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's automatic. When he puts it down, automatically he's mazes off of it. It's litzer, so it should be yosa. Yesh le yashem shem dacholi surei de rabbonon heim geyre oto di eraisa. Tulto mukts is also not osa betzer. Tulto mukts is osa geyre oto di eraisa. From the mele, So the Gemara, speaking about Tiltal Mukta, the Gemara uses a Loshen Zeire, not a Loshen Litza. Not Ketailish. Va'oi Perish Rabbeinu Tam B'Sefer HaYosha, Shemezes Ofer Mim Kaimoi, that's the Girsa, Va'havi Choyfer Shehu Tilda D'Choyrish, Afuwa Ba'ofer Tichuach. By sticking the egg down into the offer, so he's chayim al schayfer. The goy chayil v'over drachim, that you chayim al schayfer. The muchach bebeye, the kama v'ka'ovet tishe, he's chayim al steichin, v'over tichua, v'ka'ovet gume, alme v'over tichua, chayich nami gume. So the mele is chayim al schayfer. V'ha the kama hoche, Ike binayo offer tichua, hainu kol kach tichua, shemeniach beye olov, nishkas mi eleo. The baru vadai lo ishayach chayrish. It's so much tichua, again, that it falls by itself, so that does not fall into the category of chayrish. The kosher le perushoi, amai poli grava rav yosef, ולחייש למה שמייזיז אופו, מדקום אלו למען שמייזיז, מה שמדרה בנכן. It's a bishlam according to the first pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rav Yisus Machadish, that tiltum and atzad is also tiltum mukta. So the Mele, so Rabbi doesn't hold that. According to Rashi, Rav Yisus was Machadish Akzeire, Shema Yoziz Ofo. No, Rabbi doesn't hold of this Kzeire. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam now, that sticking an egg into the earth is a toad of chayrish, so who can disagree with this? Yishloim et Rabbi Sovad lo shayich gume elek shenoytul biyodoy min ha'ofo v'nisha moke min ha'gume. That is meleches chayrish, oboine. Abo v'niitzes beye lo shayich gume lefisha eino nikeret. Since it is the hole that he had made is not nikar, it's l'cheire means it's memule, so there's no ister of chayfer and chayish. So we have now a machloikis and hulchis chafira between Rab and Rab Yoyt. Ike beinayu ofo tichuach, perish bekunteret, the beofo tichuach loishayich gume. By ofo tichuach pasnish ta gume, because it's tichuach, it's gonna fall apart. According to Rashi, the Gemara in Beye is speaking about that a person has a little offer tichuach. And around the offer tichuach is harder. So there, if a person will take out the offer tichuach, he's chayav al tchoyfer. Avol hocha kshiyesh offer tichuach harbe, but here we're speaking about there's a lot of offer tichuach, sheyase gume einik miskayemes, ki doifne hagume yiplo. That means when he makes a hole, it's gonna cave in. Vayuchalo iskayem, of yishayin akal ke koshe. So by such offer tichuach, there's no iser of tchoyfer. That was the second member of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Kosher. So Taisu says, at the midlik bein Tildes Chama le Tildes Sa'ul, that he says, Tildes Chama is Mutter Gag, and Tildes Sa'ul is also Chayiv. Live like the Tildes Chama Gufayu. Let him make a difference between Tildes Chama. Bein Gag Roiseya, which is Mutter, L'choil V'ovot Trochim, which is also, V'gag B'is Peyofo. L'man D'yomar D'shem O'yatmin V'remet O'si Shaper. The Maflik Bein Gag Reiseyach L'sid Reiseyach Sh'loi K'derech Hatmone. He wants to tell us that he's not making a Derech Hatmone, so then only Sh'loi K'derech Hatmone. So then only Sid is also, which is Tildes Ha'esh. But Tildes Chama Shalaika Der Chatmone is always Mutter. However, Tildes Chama Gufayev, Lemotze Lemitlik. אלא בין דרך אבמונה לשלוקת דרך אבמונה. זה בכל נעם ימיינים עצמיני בוי, אלא מגלגלוי על גבו, שורי. That means he wants to tell us, שלוי בדרך אבמונה, when is it also, when is it mutter? So then it is only also if it is till this age. If it is till this chama, it is always mutter. Elo lamandi yoma shema yaziz. In taima, so the Gemara said, so by Gaga, the shul also be yaziz. In taima, le Rav Yosef, otu mi les leg zeire shema yatmi beremet, o mi hai taima srinen la hatmin zedover ha moisef hevo. So Taisa says as follows, vi es loimau, tebe boid yoy mikole migzer, Shema Yatmin Beremes, Vishema Yechat, that is Miboy Yoy. Amaloch Loishayich Lemigza. The Otto Isharina Levashel, Vechame Chamo, Neichis Dilma Ose Levashel, Vechame Ur Bishabit. He says, Shema Yechat, that is a pula that a person does, not thinking. So therefore, that they hear an Asa. But here it's Bishel, so he holds the Nebel Ogeza. So therefore he holds the never were geyser, because this is Bishl, everyone knows Bishl and Shabbos is us. In Taima Vasrine Mishach Sheikha Lahatmin Apshain Moisiv Hevel Zaira Shema Yartiach. So we see there's a Zaira Shema Yartiach in Shabbos, which find it animili bidavaramabusho. Ikalamechesh Shema Yartiach, which is also a pu'ula ktane, avol bishul gomul ki hoche, loito inchi oto teo deis chama. A bishul gomul, chazal, did not asa. Zut the Gemara weiter. Toshma, maise she oso anshei tverje, והביאו סילון של ציינון לסייך עמו של חם. So the Gemara says as follows. בישלם למען דיום הגזיר השם היתמין ברמת, היינו דדום יל התמון. So the male is also התמון. So the Gemara is bringing down this halacha. This is us according to everyone. אלו למען דיום אבני שמייזי זופו ממקוי מוי מייקה למיינה. So why is this us according to Rabbi Yosi? The more answers me, so the spice it's very a safe koi, and it's a dover muskim, a reisha koi. Lo yachkeno besudre. One is not permitted to be mevashel, but till there's chama. Rabbi Yosi mate, Rabbi Yosi held, one is permitted to be mevashel, but till there's chama. Oh, he come le rabbon el Rabbi Yosi, o maise dan shei tverye. How could you say it is permitted to be mevashel, but till there's chama? We see dan shei tverye, the till there's chama, who vaos ule rabbonon. He clawed that they asked to tell this chame. Amalahu, ahu, tell this uhu. He says, no. That what they asked to make a sea line in chame tverye, not because tell this chame is us, ahu, tell this uhu. Cholti ha pischa de gehenim, because chame tverye gets its sea from the pischa shogen. Zot Rashi, לסייך עמו של חמם, וחם את פריה להפתל דסאונין, ולכי אוסקלו, ומייד בהו רב יויסי, for the child is why. The dumb you laugh them on, if you learn that out, it's dumb you laugh them on, נשמעת ממים במים. מסוברס, מייס הסייפה קוי, וסייאת דחל ועובק, ולרוי דפל דסחמה, כי אגב נסיר לדבי הקל, הרי שקוי, הפלוקת, רבון עדו אמרי לו, אבל רב יויסי, כי אגב נלמיד, אל משום דבר תל דסאונין, For Maisa the Hametwaida tells Hamanino Vadomi Lapkata the Sudan Glakala Migzala Shema Yaz is Vasilu. Rabbi Yosi answered, there it is told this school.